Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio.
Luda! It's a Luda Thursday here on Game Time. Is this from Austin Powers?
Was this from the Austin Powers
3 movie? Yep. You're right?
Yep.
Luda. I'm not supposed to. George, this is your fault. Everything's your fault.
Yep.
Okay?
100%.
Your fault. Coogler is going to stop by in about 25 minutes. We'll have a Luda Thursday with Coogler. I'm sure Kevin's got a big ludicrous fan. Danny Woodhead, Brian Munson, also to come on the show. A bunch of good stuff today. So I wanted to get into this. I think something that is good and smart to do at times is to find comparisons, find comps, meaning find someone or something to not necessarily totally copy, but find someone or something that is in a similar position or mold as you, study them if that person or place or whatever is successful. For instance, give you a couple of examples. Beyond the fact that I think Colin Cowherd is the best in the business, it makes sense for me to study him since he's a one-man show and I do a one-man show. When I was in high school, the two college basketball players I studied the most were Kirk Heinrich at Kansas and J.J. Redick at Duke. And it made sense for me to study them, not just because I'm white and they're white, but because their games were similar. Kirk is about 6'3", JJ's about 6'4", I'm about 6'2", 6'3", 6'3 on a good day. I was a combo guard that could play some point guard and play some shooting guard. I would say my best and most translatable portable skill was my shooting ability. Like, to me, watching those two guys helped me a lot. When I was at point guard, which I played a little bit of point guard in high school. I played point guard at Kansas in my junior year at Creighton and then got switched to kind of exclusive shooting guard my senior year. But like I played point guard and shooting guard. When I was at the point, all right, what is Kirk Heinrich doing? He's making plays for a team. How does Kirk like to set things up in transition? Let me study Kirk. But when I'm at the two guard and I'm running off screens, and they're running sets for me to get a pin down, and double, cross screen, down screen. And what does J.J. Redick do to get open and knock down shots? I studied those guys a ton. Sure, I liked watching Kobe Bryant, and I liked watching LeBron James, and I liked watching you. Hell, you know a guy I used to like to watch was Sean Kemp. I used to like watching Sean Kemp because, I mean, if you like alley-oops that are just booming on people's craniums, then Kemp is the kind of guy you like to watch. But it didn't make a bunch of sense for me to study or model my game after those guys. Figure out, I'm gonna take things. What does Sean Kemp do on his alley oops? Come on. All right, Kobe Bryant, when he goes baseline and dunks on two people, what can I do? Nothing. That's what you can do. You can swing it back to the top of the key. That's what you're gonna do. You know what I'm saying? But it makes sense. In whatever. I mean, even if you're a restaurant. All right, what is that other, that restaurant super successful? What do they do? Not saying you got to completely copy it, right? But like, what do they do? Which brings me to Nebraska football. Times have changed, obviously. The landscape of how things were in 1995 compared to 2019, dramatically different. But there are absolutely things that are portable from the 90s into today. And I think Scott Frost is identifying those things and implementing them. this works, that doesn't, this works, that doesn't. That. But what about other programs to study in today's sports world for Nebraska? What other programs are in a similar mold as Nebraska? In a lot of different ways. Have the same advantages and disadvantages, yet are extremely successful. Maybe have a very specific system that they run and all that. And listen, the easy one to point to is Wisconsin. I mean, they kind of stole, Barry Alvarez obviously stole Nebraska's blueprint, implemented it in Madison. But I'm thinking beyond just going north to Madison. I think the perfect program for Nebraska to use and model as an example for them is Virginia basketball. Let me explain. Virginia. They are never, ever, ever, ever going to out-recruit Duke and North Carolina. Yet, they got to find a way to beat Duke and North Carolina. So the key within that is to have a system, and within that system, find the right guys who not only fit that system, but totally believe in it and buy into it. Because sometimes you get a system and a group that fit perfectly and buy into the system, that can take good talent and make it great. Guys, that's what Virginia does. They have a very distinct style. They have their system. Pack line defense, control the tempo of the game, want to have longer offensive possessions. They run what's called blocker mover on offense, which is the name of their offense. And within all that, they got to find the pieces to that puzzle that fit that perfectly. You got to find the right guys on defense, got some good instincts off the ball that are pretty good on the ball. You got to have the right rim protect. You got to have the right screeners on offense because they're kind of running simultaneous flare screens and down screens. You got to have the right ball handler and passer. And then, of course, you have to have the right guys coming off screens that can shoot and are smart. Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome. So you have the specific, tangible skill set you are looking for if you're Tony Bennett. And then you have to find the specific right intangible skill sets that you're looking for, too. Guys that are like-minded. Guys that are 100% bought into the system. Guys that absolutely, totally believe in the system. And again, when you get all the guys on the same page, believing 100% that fit the system perfectly, you have a chance to win and win big. Think about it. Really think about this. Virginia won the ACC and the national title over guys like Zion and RJ Barrett and all this. And they did it with a point guard who's like 5'4" that had one other Division I offer and another guard that had only like two Power 5 offers, and one of them was like Rutgers. I'm talking about Kia Clark and Ty Jerome. Now really think about that. Zion shifts NBA championship odds. Couldn't beat. He didn't win the ACC. That's remarkable. So how do they do it? Fit and buy in the system. It's how they do it. And that is what Nebraska football has to be. Just like I said with Virginia. Nebraska, they are never, ever, ever going to have more talent than Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson. So how can they make up for that? How can they still win? Because you can't just go, well, we're not going to have more. Oh, well, just shoot, not going to be able to beat that. No. How can you make up for it and still win? I think it's the Virginia model. Virginia will never, ever have more talent than Duke and North Carolina, yet they beat them regularly. That can be Nebraska football. It can. I'm sorry to everybody out there that, I mean, I get it, right? We all have corn on the cob hats and GBR and all that stuff. Nebraska's never going to have more talent than Ohio State. Never, ever. You understand? Not going to happen. But they can beat Ohio State. Hell, even get to where they're beating them regularly by finding players that fit the system tangibly from a skill set standpoint. And then also totally believe and buy into the system. And then obviously, yeah, they go do their jobs within that system perfectly. That can be Nebraska. They can't. That's the Virginia basketball model. Let the collective system and execution of it with incredible buy-in and belief elevate the level of talent on the roster. Because here's the thing. If Virginia thinks they're just going to roll the ball out and beat Duke, they're going to get smashed. Or roll the, go to North Carolina, just roll the ball. Gonna get if I mean in some ways, if Nebraska thinks they're just gonna be able to go mano and mano with Ohio, they're gonna get rocked. They're gonna get rocked. So I've always felt I think it's good to look around, whatever field you're in. Find someone in a similar mold as you, figure out what they do to have success, and what you can apply to your situation to have success too. For radio, it's Cowherd for me. It's Colin Cowherd. When I was a player way back in the day, it was Kirk Heinrich and J.J. Redick. And to me, if you're Nebraska football, I honestly think Virginia basketball is the model. Virginia basketball is the model. They got it figured out. They got it figured out. That's what I see. And so and the good news is I don't think everything I'm laying out there, I think this coaching staff totally understands. You know what I mean? I think they totally understand the importance of fit, skill set, fit, personality-wise. I think they totally get it. And that's why I'm not sure. I think what you're going to continue to see, I mean, sure, there's like levels of talent that have to be there. But you know what I bet? I bet if you talk to all the coaches right now, I bet their 2019 class is dramatically better than their 2018 class because they had more time to get to know these players as people. Like, who are these guys? So the more thorough you are in your recruitment of the person, I don't think that's as important as anything. Like, sometimes weaknesses and flaws as I would guess that if you would talk to a lot of college coaches, someone that comes in that doesn't live up to the hype has less to do about their physical makeup than their mental makeup. I bet it's more about, yeah, they didn't work as hard. They didn't comprehend. Like, because honestly, when you're recruiting a guy, you can get a pretty good sense of how big, fast, strong they are. I think the difference is in what guys that maximize and pop and don't is more about the mentality of them. And the more, I would venture to guess that when they're going through the process of finding the kids they like, that you have to start with like a skill set. Size, speed, all that. Then within that, there is a process of elimination that gets taken place, and it's all about the mentality. Because that's the, you look at Virginia. They all have a very, very similar, don't they all seem to be like-minded? They all get it. They all are on the same page. They all have a similar mental makeup. A very similar mental makeup. And that's something that I think as time goes on, I think this staff's going to get better and better at figuring out how to find the right kids. Because that's something that I think Tony Bennett has mastered. That's why he doesn't give a rip that Kia Clark is 5'10 and has one other offer. He's like, that's the perfect mental makeup. He fits the skill set that I want and the mental makeup that I want. You're my guy. Come here. You're my point guard. I mean, think about that. His I got to pull it back up. I had it the other day. I want to make sure I get the school right. Kia Clark, 2018 point guard. Only other offer, UC Davis. Just, it has a ring. 5'9", 155. Two offers. One is UC Davis, the other's Virginia. What? I think it's the perfect model for Nebraska to look at. I really do. 402-951-1620. About 20 minutes away from one Kevin Kugler. Danny Woodhead, Brian Munson still to come. You can email me, Nick at 1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. Game time.